Botched cosmetic surgery abroad is a real problem. You're on your own when you're abroad. This is what you need to look out for if you decide, despite all else, you will still go ahead with cosmetic surgery abroad, which, by the way, I really discourage. Now, you need to make sure that you actually need this procedure. So if you decide you want to go ahead with it despite all else, have a discussion with your GP here in the UK and with your local specialist to see whether or not it's actually indicated and if the operation makes sense. Make sure that you understand what the local regulations are. You need to know your clinician and ask them if they will be doing your procedure in that country. Make sure that you ask what their qualifications are. Don't pick the country based on the holiday destination. This is not a holiday. If you're going to have a general anaesthetic for an operation, then you need to also know that you're not going to be able to come back home immediately. You will need at least 10 days of recovery before it's safe for you to take a flight. If it looks too good to be true, it's cheap, it's part of an all-inclusive holiday deal, then do not take it. You need to ask about the aftercare and what happens if things go wrong. Travel insurance will be invalidated if you go because of a planned cosmetic procedure abroad. So make sure that you call the insurance companies because you may need a bespoke travel insurance that will account for your planned cosmetic operation.